These are the four things that you need to focus on right now in order to be able to grow your business in the most effective way in 2026. You see, last year was really transformational for me and for my business. We doubled our income. We diversified our lead sources across a bunch of different channels. We grew on LinkedIn, we grew YouTube, we grew on TikTok, on Instagram, everywhere. We enrolled multiple 25K clients. It was amazing. It was the kind of growth year that validates everything that I teach about premium positioning and basically strategic messaging. But when I'm thinking about looking ahead into 2026, I want to find a way to make sure that we're able to continue this momentum, how to take everything that worked last year and really address it in a way or use it in a way that becomes as effective. So what I want to do today is I'm going to share with you the four main strategies that I felt like work really well for me in 2025 and that I'm doubling down on in 2026 to make sure that we continue growing this year. So whether you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a professional service provider like a lawyer, a doctor, an accountant, or any other premium service business, this is going to work really well for you. Because what I've learned is that the principles of premium positioning and client attraction work across any expertise-based business. The specifics might differ, you know, somewhat, but the foundation is ultimately the same. So what I'm sharing with you are some of those strategies that worked really well for me last year and the things that we really were able to nail and that in 2026, we're really expanding on, we're really amplifying. So the first thing that we're focusing on in 2026 is LinkedIn. LinkedIn was amazing for me in 2025. I grew by almost 17,000 followers. We brought in multiple high ticket clients from this platform. We had over 1 million impressions. But what I realized is that I wasn't doing enough of real intentional relationship building. I was posting great content and waiting for a lot of inbound leads. And that worked pretty well for me. But what I wasn't doing was being strategic about outbound relationship building. I wasn't reaching out to potential clients or potential partners. I wasn't having conversations with people who would be perfect for collaboration. So I was playing a lot defense, like just responding to inbound, but not really proactively building relationships. So what I'm doing in 2026 is I'm identifying some of the key people that I want to build relationships with, whether that means a client or potential partners or people that kind of feel aligned in one way or another. So it's not that I'm going to just mass message everybody with pitches or like use AI to automate things or anything like that. My goal is to genuinely engage with people, their content, and have real conversations and build relationships over time. So I'm blocking time every day really to build these relationships, comment on people's posts, send thoughtful DMs. So the goal here isn't just about leads. It's about building a network of strategic relationships that ultimately create opportunities for hopefully years to come. So whether you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, I feel like LinkedIn is a platform that works for most premium client attraction, but only if you're strategic about it. What I have found is that content alone is not enough. You need to really focus on building relationships with potential referral partners, complimentary service providers, people who serve your ideal clients, thought leaders in your space. What I find is that that is how you create consistent, high quality lead flow that doesn't just depend on your content. So that's the first thing. The second thing that we're focusing on is YouTube optimization and growth. Once again, YouTube was amazing for me in 2025. We had over 300,000 views, nearly 30,000 new subscribers, multiple clients that found me through YouTube episodes, which was amazing. But I feel like I'm just starting to scratch the surface on what's possible on this platform. And so I'm investing in YouTube. I'm taking a lot of action. I'm researching to figure out what we need to do to make sure that our channel, our videos gets in front of more of the right people. So whether that's through SEO or thumbnail optimization, or really analyzing content to figure out what do I need to do to make sure that my videos take off, that really are able to resonate, are able to get in front, obviously, of my ideal client. So instead of just recording podcast episodes on whatever I feel like talking about, which is what I've done for the most of my time, I'm really taking the time right now to research a little bit more, understand what is exactly the type of topic that I need to be focusing on, so that the goal ultimately is to really be able to use or turn YouTube channel into a very strong lead generation source in my business that brings in consistent high quality prospects. You know, a lot of the clients that we brought in 2025 came from YouTube. My goal is to expand that even more in 2026. I feel like YouTube is a platform that most people are underutilizing. That is really what I think. I wish I would have started sooner, I'm being honest with you. So I think that it's really important that if you can create content that answers the questions that your clients have while showing your expertise, your unique approach, you can attract clients who are actively looking for solutions. So that's my recommendation. The third thing that we're focusing on is on building strategic partnerships. This to me was hands down one of the most effective strategies in 2025, and I'm certainly doubling down on it in 2026. So strategic partnerships, which looks like doing trainings on other people's audiences, appearing on their podcasts, exchanging guest appearances, promoting each other's work, generated some of my best clients last year. Because when somebody else introduces you to their audience and basically is vouching for your expertise, you instantly have credibility and trust that would very likely take a long time to build on your own. And so for me in 2025, it looked like me going on to a lot of different places and doing workshops and trainings and podcast interviews or training their audience or all of these different things. So I was bringing in these referral partners who were really incredible, and it was just incredibly effective for us in growing our business. So 2026, we're creating a systematic approach to identifying, reaching out, nurturing potential partners rather than just doing it like on the whim. So we're focusing on how can we serve these people with content that is genuinely valuable. It's not just pitching, but it's really giving them a different perspective on everything and really treat these partners as long-term partners versus just like a one-off transaction, essentially. So this to me is one of the most effective things that we figured out in 2025. And it's so simple. You know, if you're a lawyer, for example, and you specialize in business formation, you could partner with like an accountant and financial advisor. If you're a health coach, you could partner with personal trainers and nutritionists, essentially. If you're a business consultant, you could partner with marketing agencies or operations specialists. Like, these partnerships will give you access to warm, qualified audiences who already trust the person introducing you. So one great partnership can generate more high quality clients than months of content creation. That's what I found. Last thing that I'm focusing on in 2026 is message refinement and brand evolution. Because even though I teach messaging and positioning, I realize that in 2026, there's things that I need to incorporate. So I'm not just speaking, for example, to coaches and consultants. This year, I'm expanding to include all service professionals. So whether you're a lawyer, you're a doctor, you're an accountant, you're an architect, you're an engineer. And what I found is that a lot of the clients that I enrolled in 2025 fell within these categories. So what that means is that my power buyers, the way that I express my angle of mastery, is going to be more geared to a little bit of a broader audience in that way. So I'm rebranding a lot of different things. I'm rebuilding my website, updating my funnels, looking at my emails, looking at my copy, my content, everything that I'm creating to make sure that I'm incorporating this audience, because I know that this is an audience that's going to respond really well to angle of mastery, to turning what you do into a need to have, all of the different things that I've already been working on so far. What you need to understand is that your message isn't a thing that you just set and forget. It has to evolve as your business evolves. In my case, for example, we're incorporating a lot of conversations around AI, and that has been a major change in the last year. In your case, you have evolved, your audience has evolved, your expertise has evolved. You need to incorporate that into your marketing, because if you're still using the same messaging that you had 3 years ago, it's probably outdated and not really reflecting where you are right now. So regular message refinement ensures that your positioning stays aligned with who you are now, not who you were 5 years ago or 10 years ago or when you started. So the cool thing here is that these four strategies essentially work together, because LinkedIn relationship building is going to create those partnership opportunities. YouTube content is going to give me valuable material to share when building those relationships. Strategic partnerships are going to amplify your content and expand your reach. Or refining your message is going to be everywhere because you're broadcasting a clear and compelling message. And so that ultimately is the intention that you are bringing, or that we're bringing into our marketing in 2026. So in your case, whether you're a coach or a consultant, you're a professional service provider, now you know I'm saying that, these same four strategies can transform your own business in 2026. You don't need to do all four at once, obviously. Pick one or two that make the most most sense for your current goals and your situation, your brand and your business and your marketing strategy. And if you want to implement these same strategies in your business, what I've done is I've created a companion guide that essentially breaks down each of these four strategies in detail with very specific action steps that you can take for each of them. So you can find the link to that beneath this episode. And if you want a personalized feedback from me on which of these strategies you need to focus on and how to make sure that your message is matching who you are right now, that you're speaking to your power buyers, that your angle of mastery is clear, and what you do sounds like a need to have, make sure you book your 15-minute brand message assessment with me at brandmessagesession.com. You can find the link underneath this episode as well. And let me know in the comments, what strategies are you focusing on in 2026 to grow your business? I can't wait to talk to you soon.